Now, this is going to be different.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first John and Edward interview where it's calm.
Yeah, I'm so calm today.
Relaxed.
I'm mellow. I've had my tea.
Great.
With two sugar.
No gymnastics. Edward.
No backflips, Ray.
Edward, come into the microphone. You're very welcome.
Thanks for having us, Ray. We were listening to you on the way in the car.
Yeah, we were at the Pride of Ireland awards last night, and sitting behind us were John and Edward.
In the Mansion House.
We invited them in. You present an award to little Alyssa.
Alyssa Kelly, who's 6 years old, who had cerebral palsy. And doctors said that she could never walk or talk. But then when she was six, she said to her parents, she said, come in, check me out. And then she was walking. That's when she took her first steps, and she hasn't used her wheelchair since. I think with the encouragement, she has a twin. So I think that's why we were presenting the award to them, because she has a twin called Amber.
Yeah.
And they were born with IVF. So one of them has it and one of them
doesn't have it.
And her mom, Tina and Shay, they were there last night as well.
I met them. And lovely people.
Yeah, they were really great. And they look like two little princesses, because they had their princess dresses on.
Yeah.
They were talking about Frozen. And you know the movie Frozen.
We loved that movie.
Got all the songs, and we were singing "Let It Go" with them. Yeah, but I think it was good.
Do you want to build a snowman? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, we have. It's a good movie. But
yeah,
I think
good.
Last time was real special, because you had so much different stories of different people, and it was the first time it was held in Ireland. We went to it 3 years ago when it was held in the UK.
Yeah,
and usually got Sharon Osbourne and loads of different people. But it was good that everyone turned up tonight. Last night,
yeah, Louis was there. You got talking to Louis.
Yeah, John gave Louis a big hug.
What was that conversation? Go on.
Basically, it was like I don't think they were over down there on the table doing their thing. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be the bigger person. Go, what's up? And then I went over, gave him a hug. What's up? And then I was talking to him about the band and stuff like that.
Because hometown were there. There's new bands.
He says that there's a lot of work needed to be done and all this stuff. And I was like,
he was your manager, wasn't he?
Yeah, in September. But we're talking to about just the group and if there's going to be five or six in the end.
Right. Oh, that's.
I think he knows that. I think he kind of goes, yeah, John Edward.
We're changing the name. And then I was over talking to the lads as well, and just
from hometown,
talking to them and telling them all the stuff I told One Direction.
We same advice. Worked for them.
Yeah, we give everyone pep talks.
Like, if you get the pep talk.
We're like career advisors. Yeah. We're like, you need to do this, this, and this.
There's money.
It was good to see you there last night, Ray. Remember, I came up to you and you were like, don't do it.
I said, what advice did you give to hometown? And then I suggested that maybe, don't do it. Don't do it. We were looking at you talking to Louis, and we're going, is that like, you know, when you're out with somebody and you meet an ex?
No.
It's all a bit awkward. Was it a bit awkward?
It's not really, because
we're always cool. We're always doing whatever we have to do. We don't we're always nice to everybody who helps along the way.
Yeah. But you got business, and then you just have you're just people in the end of the day. So whatever is outside of business, even if it ends or whatever, it's still not personal.
It's not personal.
Yeah.
John, I was talking to you last night about CDs.
I know, all the CDs I have.
So you do this mad thing. Do you mind me telling them that you... One of the mornings, you ran in from Lucan, right, on a rainy day.
Yeah.
How long, how many miles is that?
I don't know, it's from Lucan. You got to run down the bypass, through Palmerstown, through Chapel Lizard, all the way up through, into town.
It's 10 or 15, is it 10, 12 miles?
I don't know how much it is, but it's all right. You just take your time.
But he brings spare change in case he's got the
bus. I brought money with me. And then
you went into Penny's and you bought clothes then.
I bought tracksuit pants.
Yeah.
I bought a black t-shirt. I bought a black hoodie. And then I went around. I looked, you wouldn't even recognize me. And then I went into, the charity shop. So I went to the one off Georgia Street, and I went in there. I think I got about 45 CDs for €20.
Wow.
I got all these CDs that I've had before in the past but got broken and scratched.
Yeah.
But then I got a lot of CDs, and the whole day I was carrying this massive bag, and I was really hungry after running the race, so I got pizza as well.
Yeah, but it's really good, because when you get other people's CDs, there are a lot of details that you can't find out on the internet. You can only find it in that booklet.
CDs. I got Coldplay, Snow Patrol, I got The Fray, I got Foo Fighters, I got a lot of great albums.
Where have you been? Because people, you were all over the place.
We were like Katie Price. We were in all the tabloids everywhere. We were like characters, but I think it's better that we kind of moved away from being in the newspapers every day to being
sheep.
We made front cover for just buying a Michael Jackson jacket
or something,
instead of we're kind of making better content, we wrote our whole new album. So instead of,
because Ray, basically we had done 16 new songs with all these different people who we co-wrote with and did the songs with other people, Hot Ray, different bands and stuff. Then we decided we weren't going to do any of those songs. We were just like, whatever, you know what, because we want to have full control and power over our songs, where we want to do it, where we want to launch them and stuff like that. So we decided that we wanted to produce, write, do it all ourselves. So it's taken a long time to do the whole process. Yeah, so we record
all the songs in January and February,
and we're two more songs to do, and then we're going to have the album out by August.
Yes.
Spirit, and the free spirit in question is Gracie Gold.
Yes.
She's an ice skater.
Yes, she's a US. She's an Olympic US ice skater. She's 18 years old, and I think she in the next Olympics she's going to win gold. She came third in the last Olympics, but we wanted it to be that type of song, free spirit. She inspired the song, but we wrote the song for our fans.
Does she know you've written it for her?
Yeah, she tweeted about it. She's a twin.
She has a twin.
Yeah.
All right.
We like her. She's really nice. She's really
fancy.
Yeah, she's way cool.
Yeah, yeah. She's all good. But
I'm not going there. It's kind of John's thing.
But it's all good. She was really excited that we wrote the song about her. And then our fans even like it. 30 of them so far have got tattooed. So like we're in Denmark.
But we don't advise it. You don't have to get tattoos.
Yeah. But it's great that we have our own songs, and it means more to our fans, because when we're talking to Ed Sheeran, it's all about writing your own songs and Taylor Swift. And that's what we want to do. Just keep writing our own songs, because then you have control of your destiny. You can write the next biggest song, the next biggest hit, the next Eurovision song.
Brilliant. Very exciting. We were talking earlier on, Justin Bieber's on the cover of one of the papers today.
What paper?
I can't remember which one it was.
Ray Times.
But I was saying that he has a responsibility, as do Miley Cyrus and One Direction, to their fans, because they're role models. Do you feel that you've a responsibility to your fans?
I feel like me and Ed we just always try to be who we were before we went the whole thing. We're not just like, oh, I had to start getting loads of tattoos. I have to be hanging out. Look at me. I'm smoking. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. We just want to always be us and try to stay as much as us.
The thing is that me and John, we don't have this like big massive pressure on our shoulders every day where it's like we have to impress 1,000 people that are working for us. Like everything that we do comes from us. If we want to make a music video, we'll make it. It's not like people are putting us under loads of pressure. I know, like, even when we were like, it's like since the very beginning, like we've never actually been in a position where we felt like we had to do stuff to rebel and do that type of stuff, because we kind of do everything.
And if I ever rebel, I just have loads of chocolates and sweets, okay?
Right. But you're calmer now.
We're actually not. We kind of just more chill, because I feel...
We're actually all calm. We're actually always calm. We're
you weren't.
I know we were,
Ray. No,
we were just having a good time and have spiky hair and like wearing crazy outfits and trying to be as clear as possible.
You were like some sort of weather front when you came into... I remember that you were like a tornado or something. You come into the Today FM offices open. Everybody, it was like a pinball. Ian Dempsey.
I was really inquisitive, and I was just like so new to everything, and just so into it. But now I understand it all, and I've had to sit down and actually be serious, and actually go, "Whoa, I have to be serious. Do this,
right?
You have to like." Just
Ray, say you're in Singapore, like they appreciate like the outfits, they appreciate the whole persona and the craziness.
Having a good
time.
But
in Ireland, it's more
the biggest laugh ever in Canada and Australia.
Because you won the award for best shoulders at the Eurovision.
Yeah, they gave us the
Hall of Fame.
Highest hair.
Because it's
18 centimetres.
I know, like Eurovision, doing like you got Linda Martin, you got all the different people that represented Ireland. Like we're kind of like the, right now, Eurovision kind of, we did twice. So we're probably like one of the top people in Eurovision fame. Over there.
And you were over there. You were over there.
Even though we didn't win.
In Copenhagen.
Yeah, they flew us out.
Did you get a good reaction?
Best hotel.
Yeah, it was a really good reaction. Everyone was really excited in the press centre. Everyone wanted a photo. They were like, whoa, it's Jared.
And it was so weird because the press, I'm like, oh, I know you. And they're all going red in the face that I remember them.
And the different delegations, they said we can write songs for them as well. And
there's the thing. Would you do it for Ireland again?
Yeah, I'd like to write a song.
Would you?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to. We wrote other songs, but they're going to be on our album. But I'd love to sit down and actually write a really good Eurovision song.
Because we haven't done well the last couple of years, have we?
Yeah, but
what do you think the problem is with Ireland?
I think you just have to be prepared, you know, instead of just being kind of last minute, really prepare for it and be ready for it.
I would imagine they did prepare
I think it needs to be less of a dramatic thing and like the whole show they have. I think they need to think outside of Ireland and see what would work in the outside.
Or maybe sit down and see what's working in like Ibiza or just a great song that people, because I felt, you know, every year I've watched Eurovision this year, I feel it's about really, remember the song that came second in the Netherlands? It was kind of like The Police. It was real kind of that type
Fleetwood
of
Mac-y
it was serious
sort of,
sound.
Yeah,
it stood out more because it wasn't like all the rest of the songs.
And the year Euphoria won it, that was kind of like that no one had done a dance song like that before.
And she had instead of having the sparkling lights and everything, it was totally
just
dark.
On her own, yeah.
I feel it's like, it's kind of the one that stands out. Say everyone's singing a country song, the person that sings the pop song, it's kind of slightly a bit different. It kind of stands out to the juries.
But the one who won, like, you know, Conchita, worst.
Oh, yeah, she had a beard. I saw Marianne's Twitter.
It was crazy because we saw her like 3 years ago in Austria.
Yeah, because the year we did Lipstick, she.
And we thought she could.
She didn't qualify that year. So we were kind of stressing out that the bearded lady was going to get through and that.
Right.
Spiky hair wouldn't stand up against it.
Conchita, she's really nice. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I argued that if he hadn't got the beard, he wouldn't have won. It was the beard that just got him over the line.
I think so. I think because it was a good, it was a real good, it was like a 007 song or something.
Yeah, but it was, it was a gimmick as well.
You know the guy who wrote the song? He wants to write a song with us as well for Eurovision. Yeah, the guy who actually wrote that song.
Well, if the powers that be out in RTE are listening, Jedward are here and they're saying they're available for next year's Eurovision.
No, to write a song.
To write a song, would you sing it as well? Why wouldn't you sing it? Why wouldn't you?
I feel like
would it be appreciated? Like, people are just like, oh, Gemini are doing it again. No big deal.
I'd like to really think about it.
But your record at the Eurovision is good compared to what
I think Lipstick was like the second biggest single after Adele in 2011.
Yeah.
So that was kind of crazy. Got loads of downloads.
But Ray, it's all good, okay? It's all good.
Stay with us because we've
thanks, text, Ray. We'll stay with you.
Break. Yeah, stay with us.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
Coming up on the show after Ray, the Minutes are performing live in studio. We've got a grand to give away, another chance to meet and greet with the Little Mix girls, tickets for Little Green Cars and Panty. Whew, I'm worn out already. I'll talk to you after 12.
The Louise Duffy Show
on 100-102 Today FM.
We're here with John and Edward. John and Edward.
Yes. JFM show, Ray Darcy.
Yes, yeah, in the house, blah,
you're here
blah,
with John
blah.
And Edward Grimes.
Yeah, John and Edward Grimes. Yeah. Yes. Jedward, it'll always be Jedward.
Yeah, I think Jedward, because it's on some...
I feel the thing about Jedward is that it doesn't sound like a name. It's not like we're the like, just around... It's just like, it sounds like a person's name. Like
the thing Jedward. Is, Jedward in the UK is kind of like an X Factor, kind of, oh, Jedward, but the rest of the world is just known as Jedward. It doesn't have a stigma or anything. Yes, it's all pop star. That's good.
And just looking back, what year were you in the X Factor?
2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was a good thing. It was kind of because you got no
Ray. The thing about it is, I know we did.
Is he always interrupting you, Edward?
No, I just don't really want to say.
Edward's having a big moment. But you know what I mean? Like, I like the way everything turned out for us. The way everything happened. The way it has happened. Because I feel like if we went on the show and we were like Leona Lewis, you were the best singer in the world, people just go, you're the best singer in the world, and they just forget about you. You just have to always be the underdog and keep, oh, look, the world's doing, always having a trick to
do. It's not about like being so in people's faces that there's nothing else to do. It's like you've given them the box of candy, what else are you going to give them?
It's like,
right.
We
I
are,
see what
like,
you're saying. I like it.
Because you can reach such a high peak in such a short time that, like, where do you go from there?
What age are you now?
We're 22, but everyone still thinks we're like 18, but who cares? But we're probably.
And we've got so much creativity and so much more to do and so much to surprise.
Because you've changed, haven't you? Like, in a big way, in the last 4 or 5 years. Come on, from the age of 17, 18 to 20.
Yeah, I think we have.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, totally. We have. We haven't. We've come out of those years still the exact same.
No, you're not. You're not the same.
Yeah, but we're still the same. We're still the same guys. We're still relatable. We're not divas. Let's do this. Let's do that.
What's the dream?
His bed's broken right now. He's got a new bed.
What's the dream?
dream
to get a new bed from IKEA.
I'll get
in the
a new bed. Keep wanting to do more all the time, making music. Keep treating your career like a marathon and not sprinting right to the top where there's nowhere else to go from there. You've got to keep working at it every single day, giving it here and there, and not worry about what people are talking about you, this and that. You just got to do it for yourself and do it for people who are interested in what you're doing.
We should have got you to do our half marathon. I missed that trick.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we could do it next year.
Or do our full marathon.
I'm past full marathons, thank you very much.
We'll run it with you, Ray.
Yeah, you can do the two halves if you like.
Of course we will.
Can you thank John and Edward for being part of the Wear Orange Day concert for the Join Our Boys Trust, the family?
Yeah,
that
was great. Yeah, it was a really cool charity event. It was up in Donegal. It was two boys and they're two twins and it's crazy.
It was in Donegal. It was in Cork.
No,
I'm real tired right now. I went to bed late last night. Okay, that was great.
Anyway, it was Join Our Boys. Okay, and check out their website. They're really really good charity.
Jedward. Could Jedward wish Sarah O'Brien good luck in her junior cert?
I want to give a shout out. Hey, Sarah O'Brien and every single person going into their exams today, or if you're on your break before the exams, good luck in the exams.
Don't feel the pressure from your parents, because some parents are like, oh, you got to do your exams, but our parents were never like that. But I just want to feel, go
just
to the
ease
exam.
Into it, learn your essays, the
and
diagrams.
Realize that you have nothing else to prove to anybody else. You don't have to show anyone that certificate when it comes out.
Yeah.
So just as long as you try your best to pass, and that's all that matters.
Never thought I'd say it, but I'm actually quite proud of Jedward. They really are good role models for Irish children, and that new song is very good.
Thank you.
Liz.
Thank you.
That's actually catchy, so somebody else. And Dustin is always saying Linda Martin has a beard. Should we send her back to the Eurovision to win it? Says Mike. Free Spirit is the single.
Yes,
the album
right
is
now.
Out when?
It's out at the end of August.
Right.
Yes.
And
I want to tell you something. We have a song called Ferocious, and they're going to use it in the boxing on HBO in America. And that one of the boxers is going to use it coming out on his music. And it's all about boxing. It's like, I've been through struggles, dodging knives thrown at me. So people in the world that want you to succeed. I spotted you're a loser. I saw you through the disguise. I figure you're a user. You're only full of lies. It's like an Eminem song. Yeah, it's a real strong song. That's like a song on our album. That's going to be...
It doesn't sound like that. He's just saying the words.
No, it's not like rapping. That's just the lyrics.
Yeah. And the hair's down.
Yes.
Always.
Well, Niall from One Direction has our hair. Miley Cyrus has our hair. Everyone has Gerard hair, but we can't have our own hair. So,
yeah,
good job. Everyone has our hair. It's great that we changed the hair for the rest of the generation for all the guys. We did.
You're pioneers. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually are. We don't drink.
Like we can't top that.
We gave all the wine from our table to Mairead's table next to us.
That's why she's suffering this morning. John, Edward, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, good luck
with everything. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you.
That's it from us. Thanks very much to Jenny, to Mairead.
Jenny, Mairead.
Will, Pam, and Siobhan.
Now, today, FM, you need to play our new music.
Yes, we will.
The Ray Darcy Show.